here at the 2014 National Farm Machinery Show, the 49th annual show. With me is the show manager, and can you introduce yourself for me, please?
Yes, Cindy. My name's Corinne Fetter.
All right, Corinne, this year, 49th show, just one shy of the big 50. Tell us about this year's show.
Well, I'm very excited to be here, of course, and especially excited leading up to the big 50th. But it's just a testament to the agricultural community and to this industry to see that this show is as big or bigger than ever before. We are sold out in space again with 860 exhibitors. Obviously, the major companies are here as well as the shortliners, and it's the place to be in February.
Well, a lot of times we have some weather issues here where there's snow on the ground, but boy, a beautiful day here for opening day.
Well, we've had quite a winter this year for Louisville, but I can tell you a little bit of snow is not going to keep farmers away. And certainly once they get here, we've got 1.2 million square feet of climate-controlled space and all under one roof. And so there's 27 acres of farm equipment and services and industry experts. So come on out and be a part of it.
Now, usually your attendance, I think last year, well over 300,000.
That's right. Last year we set the second highest attendance record. We had 307,000 and some few extras. We expect to be on track with that again this year.
Now, besides the equipment that's on display here, you also have a lot of educational seminars. Tell me a little bit about that.
We do. We are very blessed to have some wonderful sponsors. Farm Industry News is a show guide sponsor. They also have seminars. Of course, Farm Journal has had seminars for years. And then we also have DTN, which sponsors seminars. And it's a great way for farmers to get off the show floor for a few minutes, take a break, and listen to some of the industry experts. And there are a variety of seminar topics. We are very blessed to have great speakers. Bob Utterback will be here again, and Ken Ferry does a good job. So it's a very educational aspect of the show.
Is there anything new this year that you haven't had before?
Well, always there's an opportunity for new products to be launched. The Finovation Awards that are highlighted in the show guide, there's many in there that really detail what's new and innovative in the industry. This morning, John Deere had a product launch with a new planter, and that was quite a show and very exciting to watch. And they had an excellent crowd there to witness the unveiling of this new planter.
Yeah, I can tell you it's really hard to get around that booth because there's so many people there. Now, the 300,000 people that come here, where do people come from to come to the National Farm Machinery Show?
Well, this farm show is the largest indoor farm show in North America, and we really focus a lot on the row crop side of things. Many of the farmers that come here and the agriculturalists are from throughout the Midwest, although we do have people here from coast to coast, and we have more and more international visitors. It's pretty big in scale.
Well, that's for sure, and it really seems big today. It seems like you've had an outstanding opening day. What do you think?
I think so. I'm always glad to get the doors open, especially that first day, and I can tell you we're blessed with a great staff here and folks that have done it for a while and really care about it. But we have to also thank all of the attendees and the exhibitors, as well as the dealers and manufacturers, and we could not do it without our sponsors.
Oh, we didn't talk about the tractor pull. That's always a big draw, too.
That's right. We'll start the first session of the tractor pull tonight at 7:30. This is the 46th edition of that. It started in 1969. We now have five sessions with that pull, so each night and then again Saturday afternoon. There are tickets still for sale. If you go to Ticketmaster.com or to our website, farmmachinerieshow.org, you can purchase those tickets online, or certainly you can purchase them here at our ticket office. We're always excited to have the entertainment piece of the Farm Machinery Show get kicked off as well.
Well, now, though, it does cost to go to the tractor pull, but it does not cost to come to the show, and that's another big thing. This is a free farm show.
That's right. For me, being a farm girl and farm background, I know how hard these farmers work, and you know, we all have the blessings of what they do when we eat each and every day. And if we can offer them an opportunity to come and see old friends, make new friends, build relationships, and they don't have to pay a fee to come do that, I think it's a wonderful thing to do. And our exhibitors are here, and of course they pay to have their space. But I will tell you that we continue to have a waiting list and a lot of exhibitors who would like larger booth space, but we are simply out of room. So I guess it's a good problem to have.
Well, and you get a lot of young people here. And I think that's a great thing because you have a lot of the FFA and 4-H kids come here, and you just see them all over the place, and they're the future of this industry.
That's right. And you know, I've talked with the former dean of the College of Agriculture at UK, and he is a very good friend of mine. And I've heard him say, you know, we get the best and the brightest students wanting to go into the agriculture industry. And that's what it takes. If the population is going to continue to grow, which it is, as land becomes, you know, more populated and more dense with the population, there's less land to farm. We're going to have to continue to do more with less, and we're going to need the brightest minds in the industry to make that happen.
And not just a farm, but when you see the equipment here, the technology that's involved here, the engineers that we need, and software makers, and all kinds of people that may not consider a career in agriculture, but they're definitely necessary with this great high-tech business we're in.
Absolutely. We've got a seminar later this week on unmanned aerial vehicles, if you can imagine, and what that means to the farmer and operating your data through the cloud. And certainly there's a learning curve for a lot of us, but for those of us that are ready to take that next step, you know, anything we can do to be more efficient and produce a better product, that's what we need to do.
And it's all on display here. You can learn a lot more here at the National Farm Machinery Show in Louisville, Kentucky, going on the rest of this week. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.